Welcome to Business Game Changers. I'm Sarah Westall. This is my week in review, second one I've done so far. And I want to talk about all the activities and things that I've been seeing over the last week and some extra stuff as well. But before I get into that, I want to ask you whether you are ready to finally ditch Big Pharma and learn about home medicine, how you can do natural health way better than Big Pharma. There's going to be over 42 experts at the Home Medicine Summit, and it's going on right now. So hurry and sign up. Don't miss it. It's free. And plus, I'm going to have a link for that, plus a free guide to using garlic as an antibiotic. I'll have the link to that, and I'll have a link below for a free month membership with access to free ebooks and all sorts of stuff for the Grow Network. I'll have that below as well. So all sorts of things to help you become healthier and more independent from Big Pharma and from everybody that intrudes on your life. So hurry and get signed up for that summit that's going on. Okay, I want to talk first about Israel. I had an amazing conversation this week with Mazen Kamsea, and he is in Palestine, actually in Bethlehem. He's an activist. He actually was educated here, professor at Yale, a doctor in biology, and he worked at various universities while he teaches at two in Palestine right now. But he talks all around the world on peace. He's a Christian. He's not a Muslim. And he educated us on what was going on. He was supposed to be on the program a week before. They're setting up tents on the border in Bethlehem, and they got gassed out and tear gas, and he couldn't make it to our interview. So I was worried about him, actually. And then he came on, and unfortunately, it was right after the big bloodshed that happened on the Gaza Strip, where over 2,700 people were injured and over 60 people were killed. There are probably going to be a lot more people dying of that 2,700 that was injured. He gave us the lowdown on what is happening. And you can see my show there. I have the link in the description so you can see that interview. It's being heavily censored. It's really a benign interview, just his point of view, but yet it's being heavily censored. So I think it's a must listen to because you hear it from a Palestine perspective. And, you know, these people are desperate and it's hard not to feel for them. But you know what? I put up my show and I got so many comments from people who are against the Palestinians and are pro-Israel. And so I want to go through some of their comments and see if it makes any sense to you how killing over 60 people and wounding over 2,700 people, actually over 100 since in the last 6 weeks and over 7,000 injuries in the last 6 weeks, all to unarmed civilians. The worst they did is throw rocks at armed soldiers that were many feet away because they're on the other side of the fence. So you tell me if there's any excuse for ever doing that. And if you look at our media, how they characterize everything is the violent protests and how violent. And then Israel's reaction to the violent protests included tear gas and a shooting. But they keep couching it in violence and how Israel has to protect their borders and they have the right to protect themselves. But I would say the right to protect themselves goes both ways. And I can't see how you could possibly see Israel's side on this one when it comes to killing unarmed civilians. So let's look at all the comments and reasons why they say it was okay. The first one that I heard was, well, we can't put them all in jail. That was a representative of Israel. Because you can't put them all in jail, you're going to kill them and shoot them? Okay, well, that's not a good excuse. The next one I saw actually on my site was they were throwing stones. So they deserve to be shot because they're throwing stones? Why don't you just put up a shield on yourself so you don't, put up a shield and then you'd be like our police do when there's riot gear or whatever. Next one is they were going to rush the fence. Okay, well, did they rush the fence? Did they get past the fence? I mean, everybody was killed on the other, and there were people killed. Everybody was killed on the other side of the fence, and people were killed 100 yards away from the fence and injured. The baby that was killed was 200 yards away. So that's ridiculous. And they're killing. Doctors got killed. Press people got killed. They weren't rushing the fence, all these people that got killed. So, okay, that excuse is thrown in the trash. And then the next thing I heard is, well, they deserve it. They put teenagers there to make Israel look bad. Okay, well, Israel does look bad because a lot of teenagers were killed. But if they can make you look bad by putting teenagers there because you're going to kill them, that's still not an excuse for killing them. That's just a ridiculous, insane excuse. And the next one is, well, who brings a baby there anyways? Well, okay, I agree with that. Don't bring a baby there. But it's still, you killed the baby. You killed the baby. So you can't blame the person who brings a baby there because you killed the baby that was a couple hundred yards away. So I don't see any excuse. I haven't heard a single excuse. Okay, the next one I heard is they refused aid. Okay, after they killed all these people, they were trying to bring in aid to their hospitals because their hospitals don't have enough supplies. And there are people in Gaza who refused. It's reported they refused these supplies. And that's a separate issue. And I don't know what to think about it. I don't know if they refuse it because they're just so angry. They don't want the people who murdered and slaughtered and injured them to give them supplies. So they just refused it. And it's kind of a F you to the people that hurt them. Or if it's them trying to make themselves look as bad as possible. But the problem with that, it's hurting everybody in Gaza for that, them not to have supplies. And why didn't they have the supplies before they were going to go kill everybody? And not having the supplies is still not an excuse for killing them. So that's not that's another excuse thrown in the trash. So I haven't heard any. I've heard things like, good, kill them all, one less terrorist. Okay, well, that's not a good excuse. And then, you know, I saw on my site, a dead Palestinian is one less terrorist. And killing the babies, oh good, one less terrorist to grow up. Okay, this is going way beyond what any reasonable, sane individual should be okay with. So in conclusion to everything that I've seen over the last few days, I'm appalled that we are on the side of Israel for killing unarmed civilians, that the worst thing they did is throw some stones. I just don't, I can't possibly see why that is okay. And I got to tell you, you can't lump all people who are from Israel into the same bucket. It's like lumping all Americans in the same bucket because the CIA supported ISIS in the Middle East and they cut people's heads off and did all the bad stuff. I don't want to be lumped into the Americans that supported that. So you can't lump everybody in Israel, every Jewish person, in with the people who killed the unarmed civilians here, because I sure don't want to be lumped in with all the bad stuff, you know, our CIA is doing around the world. And I sure don't want to fund it with my tax dollars. And I don't want to fund this either, because we are giving so much aid to Israel while our own streets and our own stuff crumbles. We're giving our aid and our money to Israel while they're doing things like this. And this is ridiculous. And again, don't you dare call me an anti-Semite because I call somebody out for evil and for murder. This is not anti-Semitic. I don't care who does this. If the Palestinians did this to the Israelis, I would be just as hard on the Palestinians. It doesn't matter who does it. And all you're doing is making it worse to call people who just call this out anti-Semitic. Well, then you got to come up with another name of what anti-Semitic means, because that's absolutely ridiculous to do that. One thing that I was really disappointed on is Kirchner, and all it does is put some truth to people when they say that Kirchner's a puppet for Israel, when he says, this is a quote that I saw, he was speaking in Israel when they moved the embassy to Jerusalem, and he was speaking about the protests, and he said, as we have seen from the protests of the last month and even today, those provoking violence are part of the problem, not part of the solution. Instead of apologizing for killing unarmed civilians, he's reverting and saying it's the Palestinians for provoking violence. That's ridiculous. Okay, so I want to move on to another topic. I want to move on to the next thing that I covered this week, I had Robert David Steele on, and he was talking about what possibly Trump's strategy is. You know, why is Israel getting away with so much? Why are we like Israel's lapdog right now? And his thing is that we're focusing on Korea first. Then we're focusing on resetting the dollar. We got to fix our economy. Once we fix our economy, we'll have more power, which will enable us to take on the Middle East and to solve that problem. I don't know what you think about that. If you want to watch that interview, I have a link below to that as well. It's really eye-opening. It gives you something to think about. I don't know what to think about it. I mean, I am to the point where all I can look at is actions. I'm tired of hearing rhetoric. I want to see actions. And, you know, when Trump is done with his term and we're ready to vote again after 4 years, I'm going to look at all his actions. And if Robert David Steele is right and it's going in that direction, then okay, then maybe I'll vote for him again. But if all we see is the same crap we're seeing with Israel and the Middle East, then I don't know. I don't want this. I love what he's doing to help our economy inside our country. I think it's really helping to lower the taxes for corporations and get it on par with the rest of the world. And we're doing some good things. And if they're really working on resetting the dollar, it's something we have to do. And I also hear that they're working on recovering all the stolen money that, you know, over 22 trillion, over 21 trillion that was stolen. Now, if that happens, that's amazing. But I'm really worried about the Middle East. And there has to be, you know, the geopolitical situation, there has to be a better solution than what we're doing now. Another trend that I've been seeing, which is something I'm going to dive into more and develop. And we've talked about it this week. I did it with You Are Free TV, the host of You Free TV. She doesn't go by her name. She goes by Free, which I love it. She is just great. I'll have a link to that here as well. And then I have Cliff High coming back. He's going to be on this weekend. I'll post the first interview. And the second one will be for my patrons exclusively, at least for a while. And then maybe I'll put that public. But what we discuss is the fact that in the United States, we're in this bubble. We're cut off from free media. You know, the internet is free, but it's so polluted with disinformation and crappy things. You don't know what's true or not true. And our mass media is so controlled. And a good example is this Israel deal. I was listening to talk radio, and somebody was sitting in for Rush Limbaugh. And I got to tell you, I was so disappointed. He was talking about Israel, and he was saying, everybody was talking about how there's going to be so much violence if we move the capital of Jerusalem. See? Nothing happened. It's just the next day. Nothing happened. There hasn't been any protests, or a little bit of protest, but hardly anything. Nothing happened. It's just like, I listened to it for about 5 minutes, and I had to turn it off. I couldn't believe what he was saying. He was either purposely lying, completely ignorant, or dumb. I mean, I don't even know. There's no other options. It's so ridiculous. And other mass media is doing the same thing. I have seen some reports of Israel, but it's all been, like I say, cushioned in the fact that they're provoking violence and they have to protect themselves, which is absolutely ridiculous. Okay, so let's get back into the fact that this idea of us being this bubble, and even to the point we're almost like a hermit society. You know, people call North Korea or even the late East Germany a hermit society because they're so far behind. You know, like North Korea doesn't even have lights on. You see South Korea and it's all lit up at night. North Korea is dark because they're so far behind on just basic things. Well, so the question is, how far behind are we in the United States? And because of the fact that we're in a bubble. And according to Cliff High, we are a good 40 years behind in physics compared to the Russians and to other countries. And when it comes to medicine, we are so far behind on many things. When it comes to stem cell, our own stem cells, using our fat and our own stem cells, they are regrowing muscle tissues, getting people out of wheelchairs. In Japan and a lot of other Western countries, we're not even close. It's all illegal here. Our cancer, we have so many of our doctors being killed. And so a lot of our research has been stalled, or people are afraid to come forward and talk about what they have. They're doing it in all sorts of stealth ways. So yeah, we are in a in a hermit type society. Yeah, there are pockets in our country that are quite a bit farther along, but in general, our infrastructure is crumbling and we're really behind in a lot of areas. I have a lot of scientists telling me they go to Europe and it's like going to the Jetsons compared to here. That's how far along they are. So I'm going to dive into some more of that as we go along, but it's a really interesting topic. And I think you people who are leaders in communities and leaders in academia and or that you're entrepreneurial minded or you are an activist and you want to help out, hearing that our country is so far behind in so many areas should put alarm bells on you. That's going to harm us and our children. It's going to harm our future significantly if we don't get ourselves out of this bubble that we're in and free ourselves. Like You Are Free TV says, you are free. We need to be free to have this media and to have free information. That's why the founding fathers said free press is so important. Free information is so important, because otherwise you turn into a hermit society and you're so oppressed. So we're going to dive into more of that. So I hope you get a chance to watch these interviews. I have all the links below. I'll also have the links to all that free stuff I talked about at the beginning, the Home Health Summit and the free garlic, the free guide to garlic as an antibiotic, and the free month membership where you get a slew of free ebooks and other information to the Grow Network. So I will have those links below. Get ready to sign up because you want to ditch Big Pharma, and it's free and there isn't that much time that it's running. So sign up for that. And for now, everybody have an amazing day, and the weekend's coming up. So enjoy the weather and have a great weekend.